Okay, beer me.
It's Beer 30 with Brad and Ben of Sports Meets Beer. This is the Danny Wright Show.
97.7, The River.
All right, it's Friday. It's Beer 30. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer. Ready to drink one from Moonlight Brewing in Santa Rosa. This is Grab a Gold One Lager. I do believe this is one of three releases they came out with last week to celebrate their 33rd anniversary. I went to it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and there was there were bands playing. There were food trucks. It was really fun. But this one caught my eye because, as we've learned over the past, 2 years, I'm getting too old to drink the heavy stuff all the time. And so this really excited me to grab this one.
Very clear homage to Golden Colorado's finest beer.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. It's funny, too, because, if you make the rounds of local breweries in the area, including Moonlight, everyone is kind of going to these lighter lagers. It's obviously the summer season is still upon us, and we felt it earlier in the week and how hot it was. But it's one of those things where they are easy to drink, and they're delicious. Yeah. And so I encourage more breweries to make more of them.
And this one's a low one too, only 4.5% ABV.
Man, I can easily do a couple of those and have a lot more bite with somebody. I don't know. Well, let's go through our AATMF on this beer. That, of course, is the appearance, aroma, taste, mouthfeel, and finish. Those are 5 talking points we use to describe every beer or beverage we drink. Starting with the appearance on this, pouring in my beer clean glass, this thing is crystal clear, really nice filtration on it, and really bright in color. It's a brightish yellow hay color.
It's it looks like, a light American lager. I mean, it looks exactly like it's supposed to.
It looks like beer.
I was going to say, we've said in the past, sometimes these beers that look like this look like a beer from TV. Like if someone's at a bar and they have a beer, that's what this looks like.
Oh, for sure.
Give me a beer, please. Here it is. And that's what they'll give you.
You just can't, pour it like they do in commercials because it just makes a giant mess with beer suds everywhere.
Right.
But, aromatics on this, diving in, you really get that, cereal grain, malt grain, just tastes like, you get pale malt, and that's really about it. There's obviously little to no hop variation in this, but it's one of those things where it's just so welcoming, but it just has that recognizable, it smells like 1982.
Yes. Strangely, I know what you mean by that. I know exactly what you mean by that. That's funny. That's really funny.
The air was fresher and grass was greener. I don't know. It was better times.
Everything Ben just said, I totally agree with there, buddy. I think, when you grab an American, and it doesn't even say adjunct on this, but when you grab an American lager, this is what you want it to smell like. This is what you want it to look like. You want it to be bright and refreshing. And, we don't condone overindulgence really on the show, but if you were really looking for something for consumption of mass quantity, this is the style of beer that you're ultimately reaching for. The thing that I appreciate about this beer is the mouthfeel and the taste of this are exactly as it smells. And then there is sort of that malt and grass at the end that make this a more full-bodied beer than your traditional American lager. And that's ultimately what sets this apart for me. The finish just lingers just long enough to make you want to go back in. It's not overpowering. There's a certain dryness to it, and real beer flavor, for lack of anything better to describe it.
Yeah, just a lot of cohesiveness.
It kind of tastes like a heavy hitter. Like you'd be drinking, this would be, just a real big beer, but it doesn't have any of those other qualities. Like it's got the flavor. It's got a perfect blend of everything where it's, it's light in flavor, but still really big in taste. I think this is a great beer. In Moonlight, I'm a big fan of Death and Taxes. I'm not very versed in all of their beers, but I will say, this one adding to the portfolio is a, not to quote myself on television, but it's a home run for sure.
Yes. Well played, sir. Well played. Oh man. Nope. Big thumbs up on this beer. This is a football season is coming. This is a tailgater beer. This is a sit on the couch while the weather's warm and enjoy a few of them while you watch teams in terrible new uniforms and all the things that are happening. This is a beer that goes along with it. I'm a big fan. A big, big fan of this beer. It's great.
We should have one while we do our picks next week.
Even more immediately, we should have one at the Danny Wright Pint Night tonight at the Publican in Windsor.
I was going to say even that you could cry your football picks tears into this beer and it would be just fine, I think.
Nice.
It would also add a little salt to it, though, boys. It's going to add a little salt to it.
Grab a gold one lager, mountain lager, from Moonlight Brewing in Santa Rosa. Thumbs up all the way around. You can check out This Beer 30 and all the others, 977theriver.com or on the River app. And yes, tonight you can see the whole crew at the Publican in Windsor for Pint Night 9, raising money for Hearts for Veterans. So come say hi to all of us this evening.
Perfect. Thank you, Danny.
Thanks, boys.